Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay. He is out of town. He's actually participating in the radio portion of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. So he's getting ready to see how many hot dogs he can eat and if he is going to be able to eat more hot dogs than all of the other news radio guys around the country. So make sure you tune in for that. And we wish Andrew all the luck and hope he does well in that competition. So it's good to be here. Good to be back. It's July the 2nd, and we are halfway through the year already, which is wild. And we are busy downtown. So I'm the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board here in Pensacola. And for those that may not know, the Downtown Improvement Board is a special taxing district downtown. There's about 44 blocks or so in downtown that about 50 years ago decided they would pay a little more in property tax to improve the area. And so that is the organization which I work for and try and do our best to keep downtown clean, keep it safe, and give everybody in town and Escambia County something to be proud of, and tourists and the like to come down and shop, eat, dine, and play. We most famously maybe are known for the Palafox Market, which runs on Saturdays, each and every Saturday, except for Mardi Gras, of course, because of the parade. And so we will be out there again this Saturday, July 5th, in the heat. So if you want to come on down to the Palafox Market and check us out, we will be down there. So it is 4th of July. There are a lot of events going on this week. Everybody, for the most part, will be off on Friday as we celebrate the 4th of July. We've got, obviously, the big fireworks show that the Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals put on each and every year in partnership with Cat Country. So make sure you tune in your radio for that show. And they always do a great job of, you know, lining up the music to partnership, I guess, with the fireworks and make the show great. But there's also some other events going on downtown that night, and the Blue Wahoo Stadium will be open. The gates will open at 6 o'clock, and they're going to have their annual 4th of July summer celebration that night in the Blue Wahoo Stadium. And the baseball field will have a bunch of games going on, wiffle ball, lawn games, and a bunch of other activities, along with water slides and inflatables for kids to have fun. Maybe some adults if you want to go down the water slide, who knows? And everybody will have the opportunity to enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's annual Sparks and Stars show that's happening there in the amphitheater, the Hunter Amphitheater, just behind the Wahoo Stadium. And general admission is $10 for guests, for I think the some VIP portion of that for a dinner and stuff. But I think otherwise you'll be able to go into the stadium there for free and enjoy that show. And we'll actually have Peter Mouget, who is the host, a lawyer with the Levin Papantonio Law Firm downtown. He is the sponsor of the Stars, Sparks, and Symphony event, or Symphony, Sparks, and Stars event that's been going on for a few years there at the Hunter Amphitheater. And we'll have him on to promote that event later in the show today. And I know that's a huge event that a lot of folks have decided to go to. There's plenty of parking there at the Wahoo Stadium. And, of course, over in the empty field across the street on Main Street. So that's always a good spot for families to go and celebrate the 4th, whether they're going inside the Wahoo Stadium or if you want to go back and enjoy the symphony, you can go back to the amphitheater and do that. And the Wahoos, I think, also have that up on the big screen. But, the rest of the activity will be down Bayfront there, and they've already got the barricades up. They're ready to go. So it'll be a big celebration going on in downtown Pensacola for the 4th of July. You've also got the Pensacola Beach 4th of July fireworks show, and that'll be at 9 p.m. on Friday down at the Beach Boardwalk, Quietwater Beach. So you can head out to the beach and catch fireworks out there as well. If you're doing a, you know, maybe a beach week, maybe you're doing an extended stay and you're staying out from the 4th of July and staying out through the Blue Angels air show, which is the following weekend. I know a lot of folks will do that as a family vacation and have folks come in from out of town. And so we're excited about that. And there's also Floribama Freedom Run, 4 mile walk, and that's going on Saturday, July 5th. So if you didn't have enough fun on the 4th of July, you can get up at 8 a.m., go over to the Floribama Lounge and Package store there in Perdita Key Drive for their 5th annual Freedom Run. Sounds like the turkey trot. Have you ever done the turkey trot for Thanksgiving, PJ?
I have done the turkey trot.
Okay,
yes.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, so this maybe is a kind of a similar activity here. You can get up the day after 4th of July and go do you another. They're not doing a 5K, so it's a 4 mile run. So you got to be got to go a little further for this one. So that might be difficult. And then they'll also have the Floribama Miss Firecracker contest that day as well. And then Santa Rosa County's also got some fireworks going on down in downtown Milton, and also the River Fest going on this weekend over in Santa Rosa County. So, you know, 4th of July is coming up. Hopefully you've got plans. It's supposed to be the busiest 4th of July travel holiday. And so we'll see how that goes. If you're flying, traveling, good luck out there. I know that's going to be tough, and hopefully there's not a lot of delays with this tropical depression or whatever we got going on in the Gulf hanging out over Florida. And so I don't know. Do we need to go to a commercial break yet, or are we still
can.
Cruising? Okay,
yes.
We'll go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. We're going to head over to the newsroom with David Wayne. What's going on and in the world, David?
Well, good morning, Walker. Good morning, PJ. Republican House leaders want the big, beautiful bill on President Trump's desk by Friday. The Senate did narrowly pass the spending package on Tuesday morning. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he's not sure Republicans will have the full attendance for a vote on Wednesday morning on the rules package and the GOP mega bill. Some lawmakers have not made it back to D.C. because of some weather issues. A fireworks warehouse exploded in California yesterday, rocking the town of Esparto and causing a wildfire about 40 miles north of Sacramento. Fire crews have been working through the night to put out some of the hot spots there. And funeral plans have been set for televangelist Jimmy Swaggart, who passed away yesterday at age 90. A public viewing scheduled for Saturday at the Family Worship Center in Baton Rouge. And that's what we've got for our headlines so far this morning.
All right. Well, good stuff. Thanks, David. And again, this is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. Again, I am the director of the Downtown Improvement Board in downtown Pensacola, and we were talking a little bit about the 4th of July and what all's going on, you know, this weekend for that event. And then, you know, one big thing, and we work a lot with the city of Pensacola, partner with them on some things, and I know they've got a big thing going on, especially with curbside trash and recycling getting started and changing up a little bit starting next week. So if you haven't already, you should have got something in the mail talking about the recycling program coming back. It's starting next week, the week of July 7th, and it is only for those households that have replied to that mailer and opted in. I think it's sometime this week that you've got to go ahead and let the city know that you want to enroll in recycling, and it is going to be a slight price increase. It's going to cost you, I think, another $8 on your bill to add a recycling pickup for you, and it's going to give you one weekly trash pickup a week, and then they'll have a recycling service as well. So your bill will be, I think it goes from about $25 up to $33 if you're going to do recycling. If you're just doing the one pickup a week for trash, then that'll stay there at the $25. And the city has, they've gotten a grant for the recycling program with Recycling Partnership and Florida's beverage industry to launch AI-equipped trucks that will automatically be able to detect the contamination on these routes. So when we had the recycling program before, the contamination rate was so high that they really weren't able to make it work. And so through this grant that they've gotten, they're going to have some equipment on there that'll be able to help detect this contamination that's already in your container as they're picking it up. They'll also, you know, the thought is as well, if you're going to opt in and I guess pay a little more to do recycling, that, you know, you probably are going to be the person that knows what you should and shouldn't put into that recycling bin that's not contaminated. And again, you can go to cityofpensacolarecycles.com to get that full list of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable in your recycling can. And they, again, are rolling that out next week. You can visit that same website, cityofpensacolarecycles.com, to sign up, or you can call for assistance at 850-435-1890 to get enrolled in the recycling program if you'd like to, or you can just keep things as they are, keep them rolling. They will go to one day a week pickup, I believe, starting next week. So now, you know, you've got 2 days a week. And again, you can give that number a call, or you can always just pick up the phone and dial 311 or go directly to the city. The folks at 311 system there that you report an issue with, whether that's a sidewalk or a pothole in your road, they'll get you queued into the right people. And that's always, you can always remember that number, 311, if you need some help from the city to figure out what you want to do, whether that's with recycling, trash, a pothole in your road, you got a tree that's fallen down and blocking a street, anything like that that you see around town. We utilize 311 a lot downtown for our cleaning ambassadors that we have working downtown. They will, if they run into an issue that something that they might not can solve, they will report that to 311. The city is very quick to come out and take care of those issues, whether there's a brick missing in the sidewalk, if we've got a trash can that's leaking and it needs to be replaced. They're very helpful and have done a very good job to really beef that program up with 311 and have cleared a lot of the old tickets they had in that system from a couple of years ago, and have really, you know, incentivized those employees to close those out as quickly as possible. And so, again, if you've got, you know, assistance with anything with the city, that's always a good number to call. So if you're confused on sanitation and what's going on, you just pick up the phone, call 311. They'll get you taken care of. So I'll touch again on the Downtown Improvement Board. Again, we run the Palafox Market every Saturday from 9 o'clock to 2 p.m. And we'll be out there this Saturday, July the 5th. We've got about 200 vendors each and every Saturday that are out there. And we've probably got close to 300 vendors that are actually on our list of folks that come out and participate in the market. But we rotate them in and out, or, you know, some people are seasonal. If they're farmers, they might not have crops that grow and produce in the summer. And so we rotate those out. But about 200 each and every Saturday up at MLK Plaza. And that's between Wright Street and Garden Street on Palafox in downtown Pensacola. And then just over a year ago, we worked with Mayor Reeves and the city council to open Plaza Ferdinand to events, which didn't allow for events, I think, in the mayor and in my lifetime. And so we opened that park back up to allow for the Palafox Market to operate out of there down by Jackson Steakhouse on Zaragoza and Palafox, or Government and Palafox in that park. And we've got about another 50 to 70 vendors there each and every week. We've also started the Downtown Improvement Board of Directors, who I work for. They're five local business owners, and they have provided funding through the DIB to have a trolley system that we run on Saturday. So if you want to go and visit both sites, or you want to get from one side of downtown down to the other, we run that trolley from the North Palafox lot, which is there on Chase in Palafox, the kind of northwest side by Smart Bank. It picks up there, goes down Palafox to Plaza Ferdinand and drops you off. And then we also offer another stop on that route as well, over by Beggs and Lane Law Firm there on Main Street, kind of by the entrance to the port. There is a city parking lot that actually is free parking on Saturdays. You can park for free there, get out, hop on the trolley, and get into downtown, go shopping at some of the local retail stores, maybe go grab lunch with some friends, visit the market, and get back on the trolley, get to your car, and not have to pay to park. So that was kind of something we wanted to add in to give people an option to park for free and be able to enjoy downtown on the weekend. And so we've got, again, I said, you know, 200 or so vendors out there each Saturday. They, you know, anything from farmers. We have artists down there that do paintings. We've got the graffiti bridge artist down there who goes and gets paint chips off of the bridge and creates art out of it. If you haven't seen that, it's insanely incredible, the work that he does. And he'll put it on some wooden placards, and then, you know, he'll create art out of that. We've got local coffee shops that set up in there. We've got tamales that are also incredible, that you can buy. Then he sells them in bags of, you know, 20 or 25. You can take home and heat up and cook yourselves to have for a family dinner. The different folks make salsas, and we've got a farmer that she cures her own meat. So they raise cattle or pigs, and she creates her own product and brings it out there each and every Saturday. We've got different folks that sell plants. So if you're a big plant person, you can come down there and grab some nice plants. So if you haven't ever been, or if you've got some folks in town, family or friends in town for 4th of July this weekend or next week for the Blue Angels, I highly suggest bring them down to Palafox Market on Saturday. again, every Saturday except Mardi Gras, so we don't have to worry about that for a little while. But it's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I suggest getting out there closer to 9 because it does get hot very quickly out there. And support these local farmers and artists and business owners. And we like to think of ourselves as the largest small business incubator in the area at the Palo Fox Market. And we really try and promote that event as it has become so increasingly popular over the years. We've been out there about, I think, 17 or 18 years now. I guess it's 18 years, started in 2007. And it used to be just once a quarter or once a month, but now every single Saturday. So we'll take a break and we'll be back here with you shortly.
I'm CJ Pop of the Vote in the House on President Trump's massive spending plan could take place today.
I have the product now, and my objective and my responsibility is to get that bill over the line.
Speaker Mike Johnson and, like the Senate this week, a group of House lawmakers are burning the midnight oil.
That Rules Committee debated the bill for about 12 hours last night and will take it up with the full House of Representatives about 9 this morning, and a vote is expected later today.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The alleged Idaho student killer Brian Koberger expected to plead guilty today.
Brian Koberger, he will enter guilty pleas to all four counts of first-degree murder and that one count of felony burglary. He will waive his right to any appeal on these charges moving forward.
Fox's Chandley Painter in Boise, Idaho, and she says the father of victim Kaylee Gonsalves told her he plans to remain outside to protest the deal given to his child's killer. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3, 75 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis has vetoed over $600 million from the state budget that was signed this week. It could have some big impacts for our area. Key cuts include more than $8 million in funding for Northwest Florida, with $1.6 million of that for early childhood education at the University of West Florida. $350,000 for the ShotSpotter gun detection system in Escambia County, and a bulk of the funding for our area that was cut had been backed by Representative Alex Andrade, who believes those cuts may have been retaliatory for him leading the investigation into Hope, Florida earlier this year. As we approach the 4th of July weekend, City of Pensacola reminding residents that despite the 2020 law legalizing fireworks on holidays in Florida, shooting off fireworks in city limits is still illegal. The only exception, they say, is sparklers. The city is encouraging folks that want to see fireworks to check out one of the professional fireworks shows in Pensacola or Pensacola Beach on the 4th of July. A man that was wanted in the 2021 murder of Ernest Riggs Jr. in Fort Walton Beach has been captured in Mexico. He's now being extradited back to the United States to face charges. John William Galveo Saab was taken into custody in Puerto Vallarta after a four-year investigation by officials in Okaloosa County and the U.S. Marshals Service. Galveo Saab is currently awaiting extradition back to the U.S. Well, yesterday, President Trump toured Alligator Alcatraz, and he liked what he saw, so much so that now he's looking at the original Alcatraz for an immigration facility.
On Tuesday, Trump was in the Sunshine State touring the new detention facility for illegal immigrants in the Everglades. The president later posted, "We're going to look into renovating and rebuilding the famous Alcatraz prison sitting high on the bay, surrounded by sharks." He added, "There's already conceptual work underway for the island prison." I'm Brian Shook.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. And the big, beautiful bill heading back to the House now after clearing the Senate. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said every Democrat will be voting against the bill.
Will kick 16 million or more people off of their health care coverage, and over 3 million people will lose their food assistance.
And the bill renews tax cuts that the president signed into law during his first term. The Congressional Budget Office says it would add $3.3 trillion to the deficit over the next decade. The bill just barely squeaked through the Senate 51-50, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. It's 534, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a chance of rain today. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. On Thursday, rain chances dropping out of the forecast, high near 93 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. For your 4th of July Friday, we are expecting some mostly sunny skies, high near 94. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 75 degrees. Your next news at 6 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Amazon plans to spend $20 billion to build 2 data centers in Pennsylvania, a move that state officials say will generate thousands of jobs over the next decade and stoke considerable economic activity. Pennsylvania has approved a sales tax exemption for Amazon on key equipment that could potentially cost the state millions of dollars that otherwise would go toward education, healthcare, and other basic services. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has sold more than 3.3 million shares of his company for a sale valued at $737 million. It's part of a prearranged trading plan that will let Bezos sell up to 25 million shares of Amazon through May of 2026. Job openings rose unexpectedly in May, a sign that the American labor market remains resilient in the face of high borrowing costs and uncertainty over U.S. economic policy. The Labor Department reports employers posted 7.8 million vacancies in May. This is up from 7.4 million in April. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow gained 400. That's Your Money Now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music, presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. Andrew is off on vacation for the 4th of July, and the rumor is that he's actually down on a tour of Alligator Alcatraz in South Florida with President Trump and Governor DeSantis, and they're asking him to be a decoy alligator down there. So we'll see. Maybe we'll hear next week how that trip went and how much he enjoyed, you know, going down to Alligator Alcatraz. So, again, Walker Wilson worked for the Downtown Improvement Board here in Pensacola. And we one project that we've been working on, talked a lot about the Palo Fox Market in the last segment, but we've been working with the city on getting public restrooms at the Palo Fox Market there in that park. We've got funding to have one restroom on kind of the north end of Palo Fox Market there, kind of across from Soleil Motel or by the Palanza's Bistro, Odd Colony, that kind of general area. But, you know, there's so many folks that come through the market. We thought we'd ask for an estate appropriation through the legislature to get some more funding to try and get another Portland Loo, which is down at Bruce Beach. There's one there currently, to put in a second bathroom down there. And we're still waiting to get the first one put in, which should happen here shortly. But anyways, it was one of the items in the budget that Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed in a line item veto. And so he vetoed about $8.5 million in state funding, when he signed the state budget that was allocated for local projects here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And all of those, you know, that $8.5 million were part of the $117 billion budget that was signed by the governor, and roughly $567 million line item vetoes were done, and $8.5 million of that was local stuff, one of those being the bathroom project that DIB was trying to hopefully secure. And some other big ones that got cut as well were about $1.7 million was moved or vetoed from UWS Educational Research Center for Child Development. Another million for property acquisitions to support the Carpenter Creek and Bayou Tahar Stream restoration projects in Escambia County. That was cut. I think our friends over in either Santa Rosa or Okaloosa County got some state funding for a similar project like that, and but ours got cut. We had another million earmarked for ECUA's planned compost improvements. That was also vetoed in this, and another $350,000 for ShotSpotter, which is that gun detection program that the Sheriff's Office and the Real Crime Time Center use to track gunshots that are going off in dangerous areas, and they're actually able to pinpoint with that program where shots actually occurred, and they've had some great success with that program. Most of these that got vetoed were sponsored by my friend and friend of the show, Representative Alex Andrade, who had that kind of public clash with the governor over Hope, Florida, and the some money issues that kind of arose there in one of his healthcare committees that he was working with. Several smaller grants that were backed by Representative Michelle Salzman, like the wellness and youth programs, were also vetoed. And the projects that were sponsored, though, by Senator Don Gates mostly got through. So we did get some local money out of those state appropriations, and it seems maybe a little targeted by the governor, you know, for the flare up that Representative Andrade and he had. And I know there's been some, you know, some talk in the community about what this means for these organizations that maybe were, you know, hoping to see these funds come through. I know that we're going to have to certainly hold off on purchasing another restroom in downtown Pensacola for this. I also run and started a nonprofit with some friends called On Bikes Pensacola that we had a state appropriation in for our program there. We raise funds and give bikes to underprivileged youth, many of them using these, you know, the teenagers, a lot of times we get stories of them using them to get to and from school or to and from a job. That was also cut in this as well. And so, you know, a lot of these organizations are trying to figure out what do we do now that we didn't get these funds? And I always look at it, in my mind at least, when we've asked for some of these in the past, as kind of a scratch-off lottery ticket. I'm not really expecting it, but it'd be pretty cool if we did, right? So it's something that I don't typically like to bank on that it's going to happen, because you never really know what the governor will do when it comes to these line item vetoes. But we certainly took a hit this year with the $8.5 million in state-funded allocated projects that we had in the budget and ended up ultimately getting vetoed. So we'll talk about some more of those here when we come back from the break, and we'll hit some commercials and get some news in the newsroom, and I'll be back.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Bastille Day at Jackson's, Atlas Beverage Class, Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Ferragosto Celebration, and Great Southern Weekly Promos. All today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Turn 65, or you're retiring, or for whatever reason you want to find out more information about Medicare, give my friend Ricky Stewart a call. This is all she does. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part of it that she handles, and she'll help you understand, you know, what's supplement, what's Advantage, what is Medicaid, does Medicaid apply to me? Because a lot of people, and you may be one, don't know the difference, and that's okay, because these questions aren't that hard, but if you don't know the answers, it can be a little stressful to think about going from private insurance or company-based insurance to government insurance, but it's really not that hard to understand, and she can certainly explain it to you. Give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart, insured by Ricky, RICKI.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. We're going to go ahead and head over to David Wayne in the newsroom with the headlines.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump has announced that Israel has agreed to a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. He posted on Truth Social, the deal is ready, and he's urging Hamas to accept. He said, quote, it will not get better. It will only get worse. So far, there's not been any official response from Hamas. The man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students will have a plea hearing today. Brian Koberger accepted a plea deal that takes the death penalty off of the table in exchange for him pleading guilty to committing the four murders back in 2022. Under the deal, he would serve life in prison. And Tesla is expected to report another drop in vehicle deliveries today. Analysts say the company is feeling pressure from growing competition and, of course, backlash over Elon Musk's political endeavors. Sales are predicted to fall about 8% for the year. Musk, though, does insist that the growth will bounce back next year. And that's what we've got in our headlines for right now.
All right. Thanks, David. Again, Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. We're talking a little bit about this $8.5 million that got line item vetoed in the state budget and state allocated funding for allocated for local projects. So these are appropriations that organizations here in town filed through state legislators here in the area. And a lot of them were vetoed. And, you know, we found some reactions here from some folks that were maybe expecting or anticipating getting funded for these projects. And one of those, again, was the $1 million earmarked for ECUA's compost improvements. And Director Bruce Woody said, you know, they may need to refinance or split these projects to make progress on what they were planning to do. And the timelines are certainly going to be delayed until they can kind of figure out how to get this funding. Another good friend of the show at Council on Aging, CEO Josh Newby, certainly was frustrated with his early daycare expansion project for seniors. Had cleared the legislature, but had been vetoed again there at the last minute. And that, you know, these residents are left with few alternatives and now are waiting, you know, their wait to get into these programs are going to be much longer. Representative Andrade, again, a lot of this stemmed possibly what seems like from kind of the flare up from Hope, Florida. And, you know, I think he certainly didn't want to back down on something that he saw as wrong and he, you know, on corruption. And he felt that it was his duty to really bring that to the forefront and let the public know and Florida residents know. And I think, you know, when you're making a decision like that, you certainly are weighing a lot of options there. And I think that, you know, he says that, you know, maybe there's a political price to that, but at the end of the day, his job is to protect state tax dollars. And you know, the evidence that he saw in his committee and over in Tallahassee while he was there in session this year certainly led him to believe that, you know, he needed to make the public aware of what was going on with Hope, Florida. And again, you know, I don't know that that's completely wrapped up. And I guess, you know, we'll just kind of keep our pulse on what's going on with Hope, Florida and all the funding that got moved around there that was a little sketchy or questionable, I certainly would say. So the UWF Child Development Center expansion was also cut. This facility was expected to alleviate the long daycare wait list by adding classrooms, staff, and early intervention services. Now with that $1.6 million that got cut in these line item vetoes down the drain, the families are going to continue to face shortages in getting child care. And again, you know, the mayor of Pensacola is making a huge push on child care and all the services that go around with early child care. And I think, you know, they're trying to work with the Escambia County Children's Trust over those CRA TIF dollars on how do they use those funds in conjunction with the Children's Trust to really set up something in the city that can help with this child care issue that we see. So, you know, that's goes to show you that we're going to lose another $1.6 million towards a program that would have been helpful with that. You also, the Bayou Tahar and Carpenter Creek restoration project that was intended to reduce flooding and improve water quality, that was cut. And so this will certainly stall that and impacting a lot of our stormwater issues. And, of course, we're in hurricane season. We all know that here in Pensacola too well sometimes. And there's been a lot of rain going on lately. And I'm sure that, you know, there's areas in town that flood more often than others. And so, again, losing funding for any sort of stormwater issue is a big thing. And the again, we mentioned the ShotSpotter program as well, and the impact that that's really had for the sheriff's office and Pensacola Police Department on solving crimes or finding out fairly quickly, or you know, really in the within seconds of a gun going off, being able to identify where that was, you know, linking that to 911 calls that may come in, and being able to really respond extremely quickly, and without this support from the state to continue this program, the sheriff obviously is a little frustrated and concerned about, you know, our crimes going on a little longer without being solved or being able to be responded to, because they're not quite sure yet where maybe the funding for that program will be to continue that on. It is a costly program on an annual basis, but hopefully, you know, there's something that can be done to mitigate that. And I know the folks at the Sheriff's Office and Pensacola Police Department work extremely hard to keep us all safe. And, you know, that was a great tool and resource in their pocket to use to keep everybody safe. So I think, you know, we'll go through the fall and we'll have a new legislative session that starts up, I guess, since it's an election year in 2026, it'll start in January. And so, you know, maybe some appropriations can go back in, or maybe there's different funding angles that Escambia County can work to try and get some of these programs funded again next year, and work with our state legislators to make that happen. So, again, very, you know, disappointing to see that come through and all these organizations lose out on funding for important projects for our community, you know, kind of all over the place. But that's $8.5 million that got cut. And I know that a lot of folks, I think, probably were anticipating that they would get funded or didn't see a reason why they wouldn't. And I think, you know, possibly ego got in the way at the governor's office, and some feelings got hurt over the Hope Florida issue. But you know, we'll carry on and move forward, and hopefully at the end of the day we can figure out a way to cobble some money together to tackle some of these issues, but maybe not at you know, the exact funding that they asked for, and it might just be diminished down this year or whatever it might be. So again, this is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Was talking earlier about how I work at the Downtown Improvement Board and what we do there. We're talking about the Palafox Market. Again, Downtown Improvement Board is a special taxing district in downtown Pensacola. And one thing I always like to highlight while I'm here is that we have a cleaning ambassador crew that works downtown. They have already been downtown at work for almost 2 hours now. So that was before I even got here, was running a little late coming into the radio station. But we've got five individuals that we have that work downtown, cleaning the streets every single day, picking up, you know, broken glass bottles, cigarette butts, pressure washing the streets off, helping people figure out how to pay to park, or find out where, you know, the closest restaurant might be. They're out there leaf blowing and making sure that when, by the time you get downtown to go to work or grab lunch, that it looks the best that it possibly can. And so if you ever see any of our cleaning ambassadors downtown Pensacola, make sure, you know, give them a word of encouragement and tell them thanks for all they do to keep our downtown clean, and really, you know, encourage those guys. They've got a tough job. You know, rain and heat, cold, snow, I guess, this year, oddly enough. And they, I know they are very much looking forward to having a day off on Friday for the 4th of July. But they pick up, you know, tens of thousands of pounds of trash each and every year in downtown Pensacola that folks leave out, that would otherwise be there if it wasn't for the Downtown Improvement Board being able to utilize their funds to have these ambassadors downtown cleaning. They help us out with a ton of stuff, setting up for the market, you know, helping trash get cleared off the sidewalks. If there's something in front of one of the stores, we'll get a call about, or if there's a parade, you know, we had the MLK parade on Juneteenth, and some porta potties were set up in front of a store storefronts, and the store owners didn't appreciate that, so they went and moved those around for them. So if you're downtown ever to see those guys in those green shirts, make sure you give them a shout out. Tell them thanks for all they're doing for downtown to keep it clean for us. So we will head to a commercial break, and we will be back here shortly.
Listen on air at 92.3.